As the remote and rugged beaches of northern Vancouver Island draw visitors from around the world, local organizations and tourism operators are teaming up to engage tourists in the important work of collecting and recycling ocean plastic debris. Led by Ocean Legacy Foundation in close partnership with Vancouver Island North Tourism and 4TVI, the hashtag #LiveTheWildPledge initiative builds on the success of the Wild Pledge, which encourages visitors to follow best practices informed by residents and First Nations. Inspired by similar programs that connect visitors with local volunteer initiatives, community partners are now helping to strengthen visitors' connections to the North Island as they leave each place better than they found it. The wild coast of Northwest Vancouver Island, in the territory of the Kwatsino First Nation, is regularly impacted by plastic debris left behind by ocean currents. Environmental groups such as the Ocean Legacy Foundation have collected over 125,000 kilograms of abandoned, lost, or discarded fishing gear and other debris in the last 2 years alone, with more than half of this being recycled. Local volunteers have always been essential in this work, but moving forward, local leaders are excited to count on assistance from visitors. Marine plastics are a global issue, but action must happen on a local level, says Chloe Dubois, executive director of Ocean Legacy Foundation. The problem has increased dramatically since the 2021 Zim Kingston container spill, which resulted in 109 shipping containers lost from the vessel, four of which washed up in Cape Scott Provincial Park. Despite our ongoing efforts to clean these remote shorelines, there are still high volumes of materials washing up on beaches every year. We need the help of visitors to help us enhance these special places while reducing the amount of microplastics in our local ecosystems. Starting at one of six different designated sign-up and collection points across the North Island, visitors will get to learn about the common types and sources of ocean plastics that they might encounter while exploring. Upon signing up for the #LiveThePledge Challenge, hikers will be provided with a custom biodegradable tote bag that reminds them of the Wild Pledge and shows approved locations for proper ocean debris disposal. After completing their coastal adventures, participants will be encouraged to take a photo with their collected debris and then properly dispose of it at one of several convenient drop-off points, including the Scarlet Ibis Pub, Fox's Disposal, the 7 Mile Ocean Plastic Depot, and visitor centers in Port Hardy, Port McNeil, and Port Alice. Upon drop-off, visitors will become eligible for rewards, ranging from free beverages to discounted accommodations, with participating local tourism operators across the North Island region. Visitors to the North Island tend to be adventurous spirits who care about nature and are willing to go a bit further to experience our rugged wild coast, said Natalie Stewart, Tourism Development Specialist for Vancouver Island North Tourism. Now that we have a way for these visitors to give back, we're looking forward to directing folks to beaches and trails that we know could benefit from some extra cleanup. Each ocean debris collection point will be monitored and emptied throughout the summer season, thanks to in-kind support from Fox's Disposal. Disposal sites will be supervised during business hours and locked and stored to prevent improper use. Residents and business owners are encouraged to familiarize themselves with the #LiveTheWildPledge initiative, including their nearest sign-up and drop-off point, and to recommend the experience to visiting friends and family during their stay. Learn more about the #LiveTheWildPledge at VancouverIslandNorth.ca. For more information about ocean plastic debris and to get involved in future beach cleanups, visit oceanlegacy.ca.